It's a little before midnight, and I'm lying on the top bunk in our cabin on the Tello train from Paris to Venice. And we left Dijon. Was it about 10:45 we were at Dijon?
Yes.
10:45. So about an hour out of Dijon, presumably heading down towards Switzerland.
After a little drama,
yes. Apparently there was some kind of problem with a door, which meant that we had to pull off the main line and stop in Montereau, Fontaine, something. Anyway.
Which is twinned with Otley
in West Yorkshire.
Which we know well.
Which we do know well, absolutely, yeah. Otley, which, for anybody... Not that I do watch Emmerdale these days, but for anybody who watches Emmerdale, Otley is Hotton, or Hotton is Otley.
Interesting evening,
yes, no, absolutely. The restaurant here is, probably doesn't deserve the name. Sorry?
One on its own.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Not to be repeated.
Yeah, I think... If you were deciding to take this route to Italy, I would bring bread, cheese, ham, wine, and stuff, and enjoy a picnic in your cabin. The people next to us were saying that, you know, they used to at least serve it on china, and you know, suggesting things used to be a bit better, but it was shambolic this evening. but sort of so shambolic that it was quite amusing. But lots of people leaving without eating. Trying to leave without paying. That didn't quite work, did it?
No, I still don't know how she's tracked him.
No, I don't know how she tracked him down, no. Absolutely. Because they didn't take birth numbers or anything. So that was fun. Going to the Tran Bleu earlier on. My best attempt at trying to pronounce that. Gorgeous place. The room, the furnishings and everything. They're really, really nice. But the most incredibly expensive prices for some things. €10 for a Darjeeling tea. It's past eye-watering. It's sort of your eye springing a fountain or something. Any highlights coming from the day?
I enjoyed it all.
Enjoyed it all, yeah.
It's been nice, we've not rushed, so it's all been in our own time and pace.
Yeah. Champagne breakfast was good. Yeah. The Grand at St Pancras. And
Eurostar journey was excellent.
Yeah, that all pretty swimmingly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's all been pretty good, hasn't it? I mean...
Exploring... Gare de Lyon was fun.
Exploring around Gare de Lyon was not something we'd necessarily repeat, but
you'd know you could just go down and have a drink near the station, which is opposite.
Yep, they did a very good onion soup.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. I think that was one of the highlights actually. Yeah. Sitting having the onion soup,
yeah.
Espresso and just being opposite the station.
Yeah, I agree. We didn't have to worry because we were so close.
Yeah.
Chance to drink and eat, and yeah, that was good. I'm lying on the top bunk here, and it's Mum can close her ears for a second because it's a strange experience sometimes sleeping on a train. Is when you go around some of the corners that are slightly banked, your feet are above your head. I quite like it. I was trying to work this out. I think it's my 5th sleeper train. I've done. In fact, is it more than that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth sleeper train. Anyway, really it, I think. So, coming up to midnight. Good night from us. You're going to say good night, Mum?
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'll take a very strange photograph of the room in a second.